Broadcasting live from the Fort Recovery Radio Studios at downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, right next to Tin Man's, it's time for some sports talk with Bubba and Fee. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk 8:13 on Wednesday night. We are here in studio talking sports. Jack Stogler's here. Fee's not here yet. He took his daughter, Kelsey. Happy birthday, Kelsey Feely.
Happy birthday. 23, I heard.
Is she 23? That don't sound right.
That's what Rocker said.
I'm 23.
Kelsey's not 23.
So she's 22 today.
Yeah, Rocker's an idiot.
Or is she 21?
Rocker
no,
said...
No, she's not 21.
Rocker said she was born in 94.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got Mr. Feely on the line. He's on his way here. And so we're trying to figure out how old Kelsey Feely is. Somehow let us know that.
Yeah.
Hey, we're here at Sports Talk, and we're talking Indian sports. And tonight at 8:30, we have our guest Mindy Bupp coming up. And she's going to talk on the Indian swim team, and she's always fun to talk to. And she'll give us our insight on the Indian swim team. But first, we're going to talk about our Indian basketball teams. And we didn't lose since our last show, Jack.
Hey, that's true.
And boys get a victory over Anzonia on Friday night.
Pretty impressive.
I thought so, too. Yep. Anzonia had a nice ball club.
Yep.
And we take that win for granted.
Yep.
I mean, we just do it just because we beat the crap out of them for so long.
Yep.
But they had a nice team, and they're going to be good. They have a couple sophomores. That one kid had 32. And
he was tough.
He was tough. And
he was very good.
And, you know, they played the style of basketball that – They just played right into our hands because they just wanted to go to, but they couldn't out athlete them. And, Indians win it, 79-67 to improve to 4-1 on the season. Micaiah Cox led your Indians, but Micaiah with, 19 points. Matt Benn with 17. Caleb Martin with 14 and Peyton Judy again, a solid ball game off the bench with 12. Indians improved to 4-1. We got a tough weekend. We got
a biggie.
We do. We got St. Henry Friday night, and we'll put all our chips on that game, and a game that we need to go to get to 2-0 in the MAC. You know, it's up here at the fort, and let's get this place a rocking. And it should be a fun one.
Right. You know what? I think I remember you saying at the beginning of the season that we aren't going to lose very many at home.
That's exactly right.
And I feel much better having the Skins come in here than us taking that eight-mile trip to Helltown over there.
Absolutely.
And we never play well, you know, there. And
last year.
Yeah.
But you're right. That's going to be a fun one. And they're going to come in, and they're going to shoot to three, and they're going to run with us. And you know, I would think that this game could be in the 60s, both teams in the 60s, and I like our chances. I don't think they have an answer for Micaiah Cox, you know, if we make our free throws down the stretch, we're going to win. And
isn't it funny how you said, you know what, I think this could be a game where both teams are in the 60s, like there's going to be a lot of points scored.
Yeah.
And man, I mean, not that many years ago, but 65 was an average score, you know?
Right.
And it's just amazing how it's changed. It's so much more physical and defense oriented, and they run these plays that take forever to develop, you know?
Yeah. So. If you're old school, you know, it's a little different. But I'll say one thing about the Indians this year and Chris and Googsy's style is that they're fun to watch.
Yep.
You know, we knocked on 92 against Dan Diller. Dan Diller sent me a text, says, when was the last time Fort Recovery scored 92? Well, Fee says it's at Mississinawa, Greg College senior year. We went down there and put a blasting on 94 to something. So I think that was the last time the Indians scored 90 in a ball game. You know, we show signs of really being able to put a lot of points on a board in a hurry.
Yep.
And, you know, you look at our stats and we have some kids, and the kiss of death here is going to Matt Benn. Matt Benn is 9-for-9 from behind the arc this year.
That has got to be like a record for the most consecutive threes made
for Fort Recovery. Yeah. I would like to look at it in record books and see what that is.
It'd have to be.
And then, you know, the big guy, Micaiah Cox, has been solid all year. And we talked a little bit about Jay County, how he just didn't finish, man. He had so many chances to knock down a three-point play. And we need the big left-hander to finish a couple of them. And against a team like Anzonia, they had zero answer for him.
Yeah.
And they had a big tall kid, but he's got a great pair of hands and he's pretty smart underneath the basket. Now when he takes off dribbling down the basket, dribbling behind his back and thinking he's Marcus Haynes, I'd say Googsy wants to put him in a headlock. But he's
done that well a couple times too, though.
He does. He's got some handles, but. But Micaiah's a nice ball player, and then Marty, who is just typical Marty, you know, he's going to have to work his butt off and play good
smart
defense. And
he's heady, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, but you know, you talk about the Jay County game, and to me, that was almost like a triple hex, you know. One, we never play well against Jay County.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's, it is always an ugly type game.
Right. You
know, two, we never play well on a Tuesday night. You know?
Really?
Never. Yeah. And then three.
I've never looked into it.
Three, the game between Christmas and New Year's is always kind of a dull game because, right, you know, the practices aren't very regular. There's no routine, and a lot of times that's ugly. And I think that game really shouldn't count.
That game's out.
Nope,
no count.
It's out. We are still undefeated in new games that aren't triple hexed.
And we play in Ohio.
Yes.
So
yes.
So that game don't count. So we're 4-0. Nope. Indians are undefeated on the season compared
good
to
deal
on Bub and Fee Sports Talk with Jack. And I'm with you, Jack, if you want to go that way. But it was nice to see us come back after the Jay County game and just get after it. And I thought we did for the most part. And one guy who I just think keeps getting better and better is Peyton Judy. This kid is just, you know,
He'll figure it out. I mean, it was a lot like watching him play football, you know. Just, you know, game after game, he gets more comfortable. He gets a little more confidence on what he can and should do. Yeah, he'll be a damn nice ball player.
I think so, too. And the thing about Peyton is that what I love about this kid is that if that game is at the end of the game, he has got to be on the floor because he makes free throws.
Yep.
He is a hell of a free throw shooter, and you have to have him on the floor to end the game, and you want the ball in his hand because he ain't scared to step that line. He doesn't, the fear is not in his, that doesn't register to him, and you need kids like that, and the Indians just, you know, it'll be a fun game. It's going to be a great atmosphere Friday night with St. Henry.
Awesome.
If you don't love playing St. Henry, you're a rival. And we lost a heartbreaker last year to them guys. And man, get up to the fort Friday night. And then we travel to play a good Lincoln View game. Yep. Good Lincoln View team on Saturday night at Lincoln View. We owe them. They beat the crap out of us the last couple of years. Yep. They've owned us. And they've had good teams, but we haven't played well.
Yep.
And
some of those have been triple hex games.
Triple hexers, and that's right, because triple hexes are triple hexes, Chuck. You agree with that? Do you have any idea what he's talking about? I don't either. But he's talking to hexes. So I'm with you, Jack. We're with that. And then let's talk a little bit.
Ohio State?
Nope. We're going to talk about girls basketball. We ain't talking about Ohio State yet. So let's talk about our girls team as the Indians improved to 6-0 last night with a impressive win over a good St. Mary's team.
St. Mary's is supposed to be good.
Yeah, 7-4.
And we owned them. Yeah. And you know what? I mean, it really sounded like our defense set the tone. You know, like St. Mary's never got anything going, and we pretty much got them out of sync.
Yeah, I agree with that. They, you know, our defense set the tone, but we scored 22 points first quarter. Now, in girls basketball, 22 points is a lot of points.
That's a bunch.
Yeah. And I thought Jossie Kaiser and Whit Will had their way last night underneath the basket against a team that they have a big girl underneath there, and she is strong, and she bullies us, and we did a nice job shutting her down. And then I thought Carly Stone was solid in her decision making last night. She had a couple nice pull up jumpers, fed the big girls underneath. I can't say enough about Kaya Wendell guarding the little Cisco girl. Cisco girl's a nice player. We got some ties there because, you know, Seth, Chester's boy Seth is her stepbrother. And I was talking to her before the game, and we took a couple pictures and sent them to Seth. And
that's cool.
What a great girl she is.
Yep.
And a nice ball player, too, by the way. But Kaya Wendell was in her. We face guarded her, and she was frustrated. And Kaya Wendell can guard you.
Yep.
She can flat out guard you. And then, you know, you got Gracie Tin out there who's just, Gracie's just Gracie. Solid.
Steady.
Yeah. The Indians are 6-0, and Coach Patch has to like where he's at.
So how good are they? Okay. So they're, you know, 6-0. There have been times when you've had a team that's been, you know, 6-0 and you think, yeah, you know, I mean, now we get into the meat of our schedule, right. 14-6. And then there's times when you're, you know, 6-0 and you're thinking 18-2.
Yeah.
So how good are these girls?
Well, if you look at their schedule, we'll have a tough game tomorrow night with St. Henry. They're getting better. And I know you shake. They're not bad. They're not bad. Trust me.
St. Henry?
Yes. They will play us tough. Now, well, they can't beat us inside. But they're athletic enough.
I'll give 14.
No, I ain't doing that. I'm Herber Street. I don't do that.
You don't do that?
No. Okay. But I like our chance to win them. But this team's not as bad as people think, St. Henry ain't. And we may go over there and put a thump into them. But then again, you know what? They're better. They're getting better. And Coach Patch, I'm sure he's all focused on this game. And then we have a couple games that we should win. We have Van Wert, who's not very good. Jody has a niece that plays on that team. we went up and watched him play, actually, and we're gonna go up there and watch Jody's niece play, and she's on the Van Wert varsity team, and
that's Saturday,
and they're struggling.
Right?
Yeah, it's Saturday, and it's at the Van Wert Old High School gym. So if you're going up there, and then I'm sure we'll have our 50 to 100 people up there. And it's a great day. You go up there and you watch our girls play Van Wert, and then you go to Lincoln View and watch your boys and stop
eat
at Frickers. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Bill won't because Bill's eating tree bark and he's on his diet now and in the last couple months. And
boy, he looks skinny, though.
He does. I didn't recognize
looks
him.
Looks great. I know it.
They say he lost 8 pounds or something.
I know it. Yep.
He's good at that.
He lost that much in his earlobes.
His ear, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty rough. He said, you know why? He said, Marcus told me he had a fat belly.
I know. Hey.
When your grandsons tell you got a fat belly, you got to lose weight.
What do you do?
No, that's right.
I know it.
So, the Indians girls are, you know, you talk about that and Jack, and you say, how good are they? Well, that Division III is good up north. Liberty Benton is really good. These teams that we're going to have to beat to make a run in. But I'll tell you right now, you know, it's us, Minster, and Versailles, the three top dogs in the MAC, and we got to play both. I think we play both of them on the road. We didn't get any breaks on the scheduling. Come on, Digger, killing us. But, no, I like our team. I like our seniors. I said before the season 17-5, and gee.
You ain't wavering off that yet?
We may win more than that. So,
I mean, and you know, we, like you said, we got some toughies coming up.
Yeah.
You know, but, boy, when you see the, you know, progress, and I think especially from an offensive standpoint, if like, those girls can continue to shoot the ball well, it's, you know, we'll be tough.
That's right. One girl that just impresses me is Brooke Collig, the freshman. She is a strong kid. Now, she ain't going to go out there and set the world on fire and score 20 points a game. She's going to give you 10 minutes of solid basketball when she's in there. She handles the ball. She rebounds. She's smart. She can make the solid passes. She's, you know, she's not a freshman when it comes to the stuff that you see freshmen do, you know.
So which Collig family is that?
I think her dad is Doug.
Oh.
And her mom would be what, Brenda?
Brenda
Burns or not?
Yeah.
Now, okay. I'm not 100% sure on this. I feel bad if it ain't, because that shows you how out of loop I am with the kids in Fort Recovery. But I'm sure my phone's going to be going off. People tell me I'm either an idiot or I'm correct. So I don't know. Wait a minute, I got one here.
And the jury says,
do I have a floating holiday that I can use on the 12th? Oh, that's Cooper. Wow. You know, hey.
Of course.
Yeah, well, you know. Oh, my heavens. I'll tell you. A little Benny Hill theme. So the Indians girls are, we got a big week of basketball. You going? Oh. You going to any games or not? You out?
I'll definitely go to St. Henry. The trip up to Van Wert looks a little hedgy.
Doug and Brenda. That's right.
Doug and Brenda.
Correct. Okay, now wait a minute. What's this now?
I'm definitely going to.
You'll be at St. Henry game.
St. Henry.
Home game.
Probably won't make the trip up to Van Wert.
Okay.
Lincoln View's 50-50.
Okay, so you're lying. So you
I'm
won't,
not lying.
What was the last road game you went to, boys basketball?
Tom Bryan. No.
What was the last girls road game you went to? What was the last girls basketball game, girls away game you've been to?
It hasn't been that long.
No, it's been 2 or 3 years.
Jay County.
How many years ago?
I don't know. I'm not good with dates.
You don't like girls basketball?
December.
What do you do?
It was a December
game. I'm calling out the people for recovery to get their butts to watch our girls team because they're good.
Hey.
Under pressure. That's right. That's it.
Hey, I am with you.
Yeah. I thought we had a good crowd there last night. And when I say that, I talk about our girls basketball program. We still draw better than anybody else.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but man, I tell you, if you want to go watch some good girls basketball, get up there and watch our Fort Recovery girls team and our boys team as well is fun to watch. And we're lucky and we're going to have a great year this year. And we were all left Jay County upset. And I'm sure nobody was more upset than Googie was losing that game. But, you know, we play that game 10 times, we win 9 of them.
Yep.
And, fact of the matter is we just keep rolling along that's about the way it goes. And we are joined in by our
guest. This studio just got a lot prettier.
What?
Didn't it?
Huh? She's got it going on a little bit.
She does.
First of all, her coat's worth right at $500.
Oh, that's
the nicest coat I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's one of them Christian Dior.
You know, things. Oh yeah, you Boost bought her that too. That was No, I don't think so, sweetheart. That's,
is this on?
You're on. So let's take a break. We're going to come back with the head swim coach of your Fort Recovery Indians, Mindy Bupp, and we'll be right back. Bupp and Feet.
The Feed and Animal Division of Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio has an array of employment opportunities available. We are looking for eager, dedicated, and skilled individuals to join our team. A list of employment opportunities can be found online at cooperfarms.com or by calling 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms is more than a workplace and offers a wonderful benefits package, including a free on-site medical facility, a monthly gain-sharing bonus program, paid time off, and much, much more. Contact us today about joining our team.
Hastings Auto Sales, south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery, specializes in clean, low-mileage used vehicles like this one. The 2014 Chrysler Town & Country with the Touring L package. It's white with gray leather interior, dual power seats, navigation system, remote starter, and lots more. It has 18,000 miles, and it's priced at only $23,800. Hastings is open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 7:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. And Hastings is now open on Tuesday evenings until 8. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. Stop by Brick Street Tavern on Friday and Saturday nights for their great dinner specials. Get their all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or try their famous 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with a jumbo baked potato and their large salad bar. Why drive out of town to get a great meal when you can stay right here in Fort Recovery and pay less for a better meal? Just stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for their New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m. Here are the games coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. On Thursday, the girls will travel to St. Henry with a 6 o'clock start for the JV game. And the JV games will only be two quarters the rest of the season due to injuries on our Lady Indians JV team. On Friday, the boys will host the St. Henry Redskins with the JV game starting at 6. On Saturday, the boys and girls will both be traveling north. The girls will play at Van Wert with the JV game starting at noon, and the boys will travel to Lincoln View to take on the Lancers with the JV game starting at 6. Remember that all the girls' JV games for the rest of the season will only be two quarters, so the varsity games will be starting earlier than normal. Get to all these games if you can, but if you just can't get there in person, all the JV and varsity games for both the boys and girls can be heard live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Great intro song for our guest.
I know.
I'll play a little bit more of this. Put my feet on the floor. I wrap the towel around me and I open the door within a splish splash. I jump back in the bath. Well, I was out of nowhere. This should be our theme song to our swim team.
It should be.
You in or out?
That's big.
We got a do we have a swim song or anything?
I don't think we do.
We got one now.
We got one. That voice you're hearing is my partner, Mr. Harold
Felix. I'm back.
Thanks for joining us today, Fee. Happy birthday to Kelsey.
Kelsey, happy birthday, sweetie. Took her out to eat. She's happy.
Their belly bowl?
Yep.
All right. Well, I guess got a text here from... Huh?
Age.
22.
Yeah.
Yep,
22. Rocker was wrong.
He wrong. Rocker. 95. She was born 95.
Rocker's...
Missed...
He don't know everything.
He missed one.
He did miss one. He don't miss very many.
We'll let him have that one.
We will. Hey, we're joined here by the head swim coach at Fort Recovery High School, Mindy Bupp. Hi, Mindy.
How are you?
How's it going, man?
I'm doing good. You've been under the weather. You battled back, ain't you?
Yes, I am. I've been sick. I was hoping maybe I'd get the radio voice going tonight.
Yeah,
maybe a little lower.
Oh, a sexy voice.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming up. I know you're a busy person and take some time out of your schedule. Come up and talk swim. And coach, you once again... Your numbers are amazing, and hats off to half the battles getting these kids out. And,
oh, exactly.
And hats off, Coach. You've
done a great job.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I'm not really sure it's me. I think the swim team this year kind of went out and really tried to recruiting. Yeah, they did. They recruited some kids. And actually, you know, I think half of my team is juniors.
Yeah.
This year I have, I think, 8 new juniors swimming this year.
Awesome.
So, you know, you look at my roster and everyone thinks, ooh, you've got a fairly senior team. You've got a lot of juniors on your roster, and a lot of them, this is the first time they've ever swam. You know, maybe they've swam one summer back when they were 10 or 11 or something like that, mm-hmm. and now they're coming in and trying to pick it up now, and, you know, hats off to them for starting new sport at this time. So
that is awesome.
Yeah, so many, you got all these new kids coming in, and you know nothing about them. You don't know anything about what their specialty is, what they want to do. They probably don't know.
No, they don't know
either. So what do? You look at your team, and you look at where you have your spots, and then you try to teach them where they should go?
Somewhat, and some of it has to do with, a lot of times, you know, your easiest stroke to learn a lot of times is freestyle. So we'll start them off with that. And, you know, in competitions, that's the easiest one to do because there's less things you can get disqualified for when you're heading down the lane and back and forth. So we start them out in freestyle, and then they kind of can tell, you know, fairly quickly when we start trying to explain the other strokes, kind of what they feel comfortable doing. And they can usually at least pick maybe one other stroke they really want to kind of concentrate on. And then some of them will pick up all four and really go after it. But, you know, we only are allowed to individual sport, you know, individual events in a meet and two relays or three relays in one individual event. So, you know, I have swimmers that can do everything and it's really great that they can. But if they can only do a couple of strokes, that's not a big deal because I really can't, I don't need to put them in every, you know, event. So,
yeah. So you kind of explained there too. I mean, like, some of these guys haven't done this for a long time, junior highs or whatever. Now, in high school, I mean, there's a lot of things that they got to do right, you know, and like you said, you know, right. So you don't get disqualified doing this or that.
Right.
So you start this thing out. This is like, I mean, this is baby steps, probably the first days.
And it is. And there's even times where, you know, I will just kind of forget that they don't know some of this. And, you know, they'll go down the lane and then a couple of us look at each other like, oh, we need to tell them when they get out.
Can't do that.
You know? Yeah. So, it's learning for me, too, to kind of.
But it now, as a coach, this has got to be a lot of work for you, too. I mean, having a lot more kids and
it is.
And you're teaching them. You know, and we kind of talked about it last year, you know, a little bit, some, you know, and you had some kids that were pretty skilled and they knew what they were doing and then you're fine tuning them.
Mm-hmm.
But this has got to be kind of fun for you, really.
Oh, yeah, it is. And it's so much fun because I like coaching in the summer because you see that when you take a young kid and you teach them and you really see great progress. Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of happening that way at the high school level this year when they start out and they can't hardly get their face in and swim more than a few strokes before they're, you know, looking around like, you know, I think I'm going to die. And then, you know, 3 weeks later, they're going down the lane, you know, getting down, getting back and, you know, getting some good times and some meets. And you're thinking, wow, they've made huge progress in a month, you know.
So let's go back and look at last year and the success that the Fort Garry swim team had. And I think that it all started with, it's not called the MAC meet because there's only six teams, but that was kind of the turning point where we opened some eyes, would you say?
Right.
And competed and had some success.
Yeah, I think the year before we did well too, but when we went in last year, we actually placed very well, you know, in the top. We took the top spot in several events, and I think that just kind of surprised a lot of people that we did that. And then because we had the strong seniors that were graduating, you know, they were taking, you know, some of those fourth and fifth places, and they really bumped our points up. So we had a really good year. And then I think, you know, we've gotten really good coverage lately at the commercial route. Not that we haven't in the past, but, you know, they've been, you know, you gotta love them. They've been so great
awesome.
To us, you know, and so, you know, the coverage, even, you know, last night I came in third to the girls and second to the boys, and he's still, you know, there's a picture of, Cassie Martin in the paper off the blocks. It's just fantastic, you know, and it's like, that's so great to see that.
That is awesome.
So you got, coming into this year, you had some swimmers that we knew was going to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Cassidy Martin being one of them.
Right.
You have your daughter.
Alexis, yes.
Alexis, mm-hmm. who's a solid, who's had success in the pool.
Right. Sophie Timmerman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's having a fantastic year this year.
And then you also, so that's three in your relay team, so you got to find another, is that correct?
Right. Faith Hall has been doing very well for us. She's really, I mean, last year she worked really hard, and this year she's kind of come in and said, I'm a senior and that spot's mine and I'm gonna swim my heart out, and she has, and she's done fantastic. She's taken over the butterfly for Corey and she's done a great job.
Well, that's great. How many kids you got out then, girl, on the girls' side?
I have 11 girls on the roster right now. Sydney Alex's out injured. And then
she's a good swimmer.
Yes,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, she was my other senior.
Too, yeah.
And yes, I was.
She out for the year?
She just got word that she does need to have surgery on her shoulder. So she practiced for the first 3 weeks, and then she wasn't able to compete in our first meet and hasn't swam since. Then they told her, okay, she could swim, but she needs the surgery. So she texted me, I can swim. So I said, okay, great. Come to practice. I'll throw you in a couple short events on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then she texted me back, my surgery's on Monday. So I'm like, well, I said, you know what? It's your senior year. Go out. Let's swim Jay County, you know, at the meet this Saturday. Let you swim once and at least get in the pool and
delay the surgery.
That's what I think too. But
why not?
Sure.
I think she's in quite
Dave
pain.
Alec. Dave Alec, if you're listening.
Delay
till, I think, what, March?
Actually, we just mid-February would be.
Mid-February is perfect.
What do you think, Jack?
Perfect
delay it or not?
Most successful surgeries happen in late February.
Late February,
I've heard
yes.
that.
I have, too.
There's a lot of facts on that, I think.
Yeah, I think there is, too.
But then when she has
look it up, right?
She's got a shoulder. Will she just go around in circles?
She can't turn?
Won't be able to turn. Just one arm. Shooting around a circle.
Huh. Could be.
That's pretty good.
Not too bad.
No. So then you got 11 girls and some really solid swimmers.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys team has?
We have seven boys.
Seven boys. Last year we had four or five?
Four. for, one of them was part-time because I think Noah was swimming and he was doing basketball as well. And he's gone on and he's doing basketball full-time this year. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've got returning Harrison Kaup and Nolan Toby and Owen Sheridan.
All three solid swimmers.
Very good swimmers. Yeah. And then Josh Gonzalez is a freshman. And then I have Andrew Stalker and Robbie Lefevre and Matthew Keyes.
Perfect.
So, yeah, it's good worked athletes. Out really well.
Yeah, well, that's good. And hats off to everybody for going out for swimming. It's funny, them guys that play football, and their just mentality is, you know what, might as well. Wenning was here last week.
That's exactly right.
They decided to go out for track. I'm sure Keeser and Stalker thought, yeah, what the heck.
Let's go swim.
Yeah, let's go swim.
See what happens.
And coach says,
"You gotta love that.
Come on in here, boys."
Exactly.
Yeah,
and I guarantee you, Coach Niekamp's probably thinking, "I love it."
That's right.
I guarantee that keeps them in shape.
Oh, it does. I think
they're not. And that'll tone them up wide open. I think that's tremendous.
Yeah, I think that they're not used to it.
Yeah, I was a pretty good swimmer.
Was you a good swimmer?
Yeah. I was on the dive team.
So let me ask you this. Was you a swimmer?
Yes. Just high school, though.
Was you fast? Michelle Homan just sent me a text that she could beat you.
I bet she did.
Michelle wants a piece of you.
Could you beat Michelle Homan in a race?
Oh, I might be able to.
If we put money on this and had a charity event, are you in or out?
Oh, I'm in.
I like it. So, Miss Michelle, yes. Cocky out there.
Here we go.
Yeah, see how long it takes her to answer this challenge. Yeah, so... So, Coach, let's talk a little bit about your season so far. And you've had a meet up in Lima.
Right.
Where there was 21 teams there.
Right.
And we finished sixth.
Yes.
How about
that? Girls? Girls, yeah. I think. Boys, we came in maybe 10th, I think. But that's still where the... Yes.
Very good, yeah.
Exactly.
That's freaking awesome.
You got to be happy about that.
Yeah, we have, those returning swimmers that have been swimming... since they are 7 years old. We can put them up against the big schools and do very well.
Yep.
Yes. They have like a Northwest honor roll or a district honor roll, and our girls will make the top 10.
We're right there.
On some of those events.
You gotta love that.
Yeah.
So. I'll tell you what, from you, you know, and I remember the times when you just got started and we talked, you know, and you battled. I mean, you were trying to get the, you know, there's basketball girls you're trying to get, you know, trying to get people, God, and it had to be tough for you.
Yeah.
But then, now you're getting what you wanted. You know, you're starting to get some athletes, you get some help. That's gotta be fun.
Yeah, and, you know, we're looking down the road and I'm seeing more girls coming up here in the next year or two. I'm still looking for boys. I mean, I'd still like to see more boys. And, you know, a lot of these other teams, they're still having maybe 15, 20 girls and maybe 10 boys on their team. And I, you know, that would be the ultimate goal, would be to try to get some numbers like that eventually. I'm happier with my numbers, but yeah, I'm still looking for more.
Keep going.
I'm never satisfied.
So how about your staff this year?
Great. Kathy Timmerman's returned, and she's always been a big help. She's been with me since the start.
Yeah.
And then Callis has kind of been busy with some other things. So Peyton Toby, in the last few weeks, she's decided maybe she's going to try to help. So she's trying to get the certifications and things she needs to coach. And
well, good
she's
for her.
Are you a paid coach?
I'm a paid coach.
Do you get a paid assistant?
No.
No. So
I pay them.
Yeah, right. So you... How's that work? How many you gotta have?
I don't know. I've never asked that question. I've always kind of, I feel like I'm a sport that I know doesn't bring in a lot of revenue. So I, you know, and we pay money to use pool facilities at the YMCA and over at South Adams. So I don't ask a lot of questions on the money.
So the school does take care of all that. I take it.
Yes.
Paying for the schools to practice and stuff.
Do you have a fundraiser?
We do in the spring. We do the Easter bake sale, and so we do that through the St. Henry Bake Shop, and we do the pies and the cakes right before Easter for all your family gatherings.
Nobody asked me by anything.
Yeah, I'm in.
Well, I will next time.
I'm in. Let us know.
All right, perfect.
I buy everything. Jack don't. He don't support girls basketball.
Got your jig and dinner tickets Friday, Bobby?
Brian Patch just texted me. He's mad at you right now.
Is he mad at me right now?
He really wants a piece of you. Yeah. And I just got a text from Michelle Homan. She just said, bet on cupcake. So we got something boiling
fire
here.
Going on. I'm excited.
I didn't know Michelle was that good a swimmer.
I didn't either.
Did you know she was a good swimmer?
We've been to Destin a couple times, so I know she can swim, but yeah, I think I got her.
All right. Yeah. We got her going.
Showdown.
I like it. Okay, so I got to ask this question because I just got to ask it, okay? You are a tough coach. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess in certain terms.
Okay. So the people don't understand the commitment that these kids make.
Okay.
So we had a meet. It was in Van Wert, I think, in the afternoon. You practiced in the morning.
Yeah, I did.
And then in the afternoon, they had to go to this meet.
Yes.
Now I take my hat off to them kids. Because if you're going to build this program, you got to do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just can't go out there and swim 3 days a week and expect us to get good.
Right.
And if the kids didn't, if they didn't want to be pushed, they wouldn't be in this thing.
Right.
So hats off to you for getting these kids, because the kids want to work. Kids want to work hard. They want to be pushed. And anybody that thinks different's crazy. And
that's true.
And when you look at these kids who get up at practices at what time?
5 a.m.
Well, actually, we have done a very good job this year of trying to make it a little more...
A little better?
A little better. We have one morning practice a week, Friday mornings.
Okay.
And then I do three practices. I do Monday, Tuesday, Thursday evenings, and they vary just on when I can get pool time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do dry land on Wednesday.
What's that mean?
That's weights and then some various...
Dry land?
Swimmers call it dry land because we're working out on the dry land. You know, I don't... A lot of the kids made fun of me, too, when the first swim.
Dry land. Dry land tomorrow.
So,
I hate dry land. Dry land kills me.
That's probably just about the way they say it, too. But yeah, so we do that on Wednesdays and Friday afternoons.
Perfect.
So. But yeah, I have been kind of hard on them. I actually kind of feel bad. I think I've had more kids throwing up during practice this year than I have like the whole time I've coached.
Is that right?
Yeah, I feel kind of bad, but
oh no,
they're working hard. So.
Back in the day, Jack, tell them about basketball. We throw up all the time. We always had guys. If somebody didn't throw up every day, something wasn't right.
Or that because we were hungover.
Well, that might have been a little bit too. We weren't very good at shape.
So what's your schedule look like the rest of the way out, Coach? You got the big meet this at Jay County Saturday?
We have a Jay County Invitational on Saturday.
And now, this is the MAC meet?
This is not the kind of pseudo-MAC meet. But then we go to Wapakoneta YMCA for an Invitational the following Saturday. And then I think we have, it's either Monday, or I think it's maybe Tuesday at Delta. Then we have Friday at Greenville. And then that next Saturday, then, at the end of January, is the MAC meet.
Okay.
Or what we consider the MAC meet.
And where's that at?
That's back at Jay County.
Back at Jay County?
Yeah.
So that's kind of our home away from home?
Meets-wise, we do three meets there, so that's pretty nice.
Probably.
When we were over, I can guess South Adams would kind of be almost home when we were over there for the meet last night, and that's
they're
where
really
we
good,
practice.
Right?
Yes. I think as far as whatever league that they're in, they're the team to beat in their league this year. They're really, really strong.
Really, really strong.
Oh, yeah.
You, Delta? Now, is that the, like, Delta, Indiana, like, over by Muncie?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
How do you get them on schedule?
I kind of met their high school swim coach through the club swimming program, she used to be the Ball State swim coach in the past, and had kind of met her and talked to her, said, hey, we're this small swim team, you want to pick us up? And she said, well, we can put you with another team.
Right.
You know, if you've only got 7-8 swimmers, and you know, now we have 18, so it's a little bit, she's kind of like, oh.
Yeah, right. But,
what happened to that little team?
Yeah.
Getting bigger.
Right, but so she's been great. So we've actually swam there twice this will be the second time we go over there here in a couple weeks, so... She's been fantastic, and she's always, she runs a lot of clinics, and she's always like, you know, send your swimmers over anytime you can, so.
Good facility?
Yeah, Delta has a nice
Very
school.
Nice.
Yeah, Indiana always has pretty nice high school facilities.
Nice high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit about your individual swimmers and the seniors and meet the team, basically, after this, Bub and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today and see what TurboMax can do for you.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I heard my voice on your radio commercial. How did you do that?
Well, since you keep calling looking for everything, we decided we'd use your calls to show how we really do have something for everyone.
So I'm famous now?
Well, semi-famous. This is local radio.
But I want to be famous.
Well, we're famous for having insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
I'll have my agents call you to talk about money.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossbergAcres.com.
Many of us know about the Friends Up North Club, and the fundraiser is going on now through January 15th. The Friends Up North is a fund that helps families with children who are being treated at Dayton Children's Hospital Oncology Department. The hospital staff will distribute gas cards to those families purchased with funds raised by the people here in the Fort Recovery area. This helps cover some of the travel expenses for families who have to travel regularly to Dayton Children's Hospital for treatments for their children. The Friends Up North fundraiser is going on now through January 15th. Whether you can help a little or a lot, just stop by Second National Bank and drop a little money into the donation box in the lobby.
Awesome. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
Swim edition. Wednesday night, Bubba and 50.
I love this song.
Great music. Up there, but that
is a big mistake. Just look at is this Ariel? You,
right here on the ocean, this is the fish.
Fish. No, I know, but is this the one with Ariel in it?
The Little Mermaid?
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
Under the sea. Under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me.
Take it from me.
Chuck did great bringing this in.
That was good. Out in the sun is living. Trying to figure out swim songs. That was good.
This could be our. This could also be your.
It could be. So many choices.
There is so many choices. We're back here, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee and Coach Mindy Bupp at 8:55 here in studio. We're talking Indian swim team. And Fee was asking earlier about some of the questions he talked about is bringing these new kids in and teaching them the everything that you had to teach. So when you get a kid, do you ever, like, we see a Harrison Kalb.
Right.
And Harrison Kalb is, you know, we're all big friends with the Kalb family.
Right.
Yep. And when you see a kid like that just raw talent.
Who drives you crazy when he doesn't listen.
I bet too.
Because, I mean, this guy is sky's the limit from what I hear from him.
If it was just a straight down the lane, nothing else involved, he's probably one of the fastest kids out there.
Yeah.
It's that start and turn that gets him every time.
Is that right? So Kelsey Judy works for me, and she's telling me that she just can't believe how good this guy is, how good Harrison is. And she'll say, like, he'll get his, evidently you get your, like, your lane assignments and your you get a piece of paper that shows you where you're at.
Okay.
And he looks at the times and he'll say, I probably got to swim a little harder in this one. And it, you know, I can just see Harrison.
Yeah.
You know, that being his mentality. And I could see his mom, dad thinking, I would just one time, like, punch you right in the face.
Because
the kid is just a natural.
Yes, he is.
When it comes to swim. So
he is.
So Coach, talk a little bit about your boys' team starting out and who you're, break them down, your seniors on down.
Okay, well, actually, I have no seniors. Harrison is my most senior as a junior.
Okay.
him and I've got the, you know, a couple new ones. But he's my freestyler, 50 free, 100 free, and relays. I try to put him in some distance, but that's just a whole lot more flip turns.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. But he does, he is incredibly fast down the lane. So, and I think he's being to really see, I think as a freshman and sophomore, he's like, well, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But I think he's really starting to see, and he came out at the beginning of the year and got his best time ever, like the very first meet. And I think he was like, oh, what's the high school record?
Yeah.
Oh, I might be able to get that.
Might
so,
be.
You know, he's taking it a little more seriously.
Right. Absolutely. So how close is he to breaking the school records?
I think he's maybe about a second.
Oh, he's right there.
Second
then.
And a half off that 50 free.
Yeah.
And honestly, we've got our whole that freestyle relay. They're within 2.5 seconds of the high school record, and we got
really?
we got Robbie Lefevre swimming, and he's not even doing a flip turn yet in the meets. So I'm thinking, you do a flip turn, and you darn near got the high school record beat, the four of them. So
what's he do,
Robbie?
Yeah,
he has touch and go,
turn around.
So he don't do the flip that's faster. The guys who don't know anything about swimming, Bob Stogler.
But until you actually get fairly decent at the flip, sometimes it can take longer. Yes, one, if you get water up your nose you know, if it doesn't go right and you spin funny and then you're kind of come up like, where am I? you know, so it just takes a little bit. And, you know, right when you're in the heat of the moment in that meet, I think it's like, oh, nope, not going to do it. So we're on him. We'll get it done here in the next, I'm hoping, couple days. But.
Okay, so let me ask you two this. You guys both own a pool, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you both swim. You go out and swim in the summertime. And sometimes you're out there by yourselves. So you ever act like you're in like this? You ever just
Olympics?
Like, yeah. Pretend like,
he's gonna
look at him, but go, folks. Yeah. And you ever just
it's
like,
a win.
You ever try to do a flip or spin?
No.
Never?
I'd drown. What she's talking about when you do the flips?
You can do
a technique to that.
There is?
Yeah. Oh. I'm the guy that's going, where am I? Wait a minute. And I'm gurgling all over.
Okay,
this water.
So this summer.
I'm working on it.
Will you teach him how to do one?
Yeah.
I can teach him how to do a flip.
All right. We're going
can
flip
he do
turns.
It in his pool? He can do it in his pool,
sure.
Right?
Sure. Absolutely.
Should so our goal, not only, we ain't worried about the kids now. We're worried about getting feet.
We
got to
get me flip and turn it.
Because then I think you could beat Michelle Homan.
Yes. Then I want a piece of this race.
I think so. That's our goal, is to get my boy, and I'm going to coach him.
Yes. Okay.
All right. And all right. My boy is going to beat you and Michelle Homan. And
Burgess Meredith.
Speed. Come on, speed. I'm the penguin, right?
Yeah, you're the penguin.
All right. So we got the challenge out.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. So get back to your boys team here.
So we talked about Harrison. I've got Nolan Toby, who's been doing great this year. He's already taken, I think, 4 or 5 seconds off his 200 IM time. And
really?
He is my strongest as far as an all-around swimmer.
Now, Nolan is a junior?
Sophomore.
Sophomore.
Right.
But he is built like a brick shit house.
Yes. And he swam some summers, and he swam several years of winter club swim. So he's
working on it.
Yeah, he's a really good, strong, all-around swimmer, and he's been doing very well, and he's a good breaststroker as well.
Yep.
And, you know, he can swim all the strokes, but he's really coming through in that 200 IM and the 100 breaststroke right now. And then after that, I've got Owen Sheridan, and he's a natural butterflyer, and he's one that's always kind of just the stamina thing. When you have to do 4 laps of butterfly, it's hard.
I was gonna
Last year I didn't push them that much, and they started so late, the football players.
Yeah.
But this year I'm like, you know what? You're going to do this, and you're in better shape this year. And he's gone out, and he comes out and he lays on the ground and, you know, pretends like it's killed him.
Yeah.
But he's actually doing a great job. So. We're setting ourselves up even for a decent medley relay, just because I've got, you know, some swimmers that can swim all the strokes. So, and then Josh Gonzalez is a freshman. He's come in. He's swam summers for me, and I've kind of trying to figure out where to put him, because he likes the breaststroke, but Nolan right now is so strong in that I've been trying to kind of push him into backstroke a little more, and maybe some more of the distance events, 200 free, and I've been trying to kind of coerce him into that 500 free. I haven't quite got there yet, but I think eventually he'll get there. And he's a runner. He's like that. He's got that endurance.
Yeah, can go wherever.
Yeah.
That when we went down there last year, which I thought was kind of neat, because I really didn't understand why they did it. Like, when you're backstroke, you don't know where you're at. But you got to look up, and you said there's marks on the roof that
you kind of always tell them find a spot and kind of keep it in your line of sight. And now, if you're going sideways, you don't need to move.
When he does that, then he does the flip, right?
Yes. You're actually, when you do your backstroke, you can roll over and do one arm stroke forward and kind of turn it into a freestyle flip roll. Turn, and then you just push off on your back and you stay on your back. Huh. So you do the same. You kind of do the same flip turn as a freestyle for your backstroke. And that's something that has changed from when I swam high school. So kind of evolving, changing rules. When I swam backstroke, it was touch, turn around, push off.
Take off.
Yeah. So that's just things that change.
Huh.
So like a guy like Nolan and Harrison, these guys, you know, we had the Olympic swimming. And who's the guy that everybody just goes crazy over?
Michael Phelps.
Mm-hmm. So you think the kids look at that and think, you know what, that's kind of cool. But does that affect that kid's swimming, or does that?
I think so. I mean, there's a video that we posted of Cassie Martin watching Michael Phelps win the butterfly.
That's why I brought that up.
She's standing in front of the TV and she's like, go. She's like jumping up and down and going crazy and dancing. And it was hilarious. I mean, it was so funny to watch her so excited about the event. It was hilarious. So yeah, we put that, I don't know where it's posted, but it's kind of out there floating around. But yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That is neat.
So you got anybody, like, can a Harrison Kalp win a sectional or win?
I wouldn't say that he would win sectional, but yes, I think if he would drop in another second or so and get that flip turn and his speed off his dive, I think he has a shot at getting out at sectionals, moving on to districts. Yes.
Do guys shave during swim?
they shave their face. some guys will go ahead and at the end meet shave. I don't think any of the Fort Recovery guys have made that commitment to
the shave. Girls are hairballs.
They take No Shave November throughout
Seriously?
The rest of the season. Yes.
And the point is that if you have all this hair on your body, it slows you down, correct?
Yes, it gives you a little extra drag. Okay. But in reality, the whole thing is if you don't shave for several months and then you shave, that first few times you dive in the pool, you feel funny. You feel slick.
Yeah.
And so it's also a mental thing, too. You know, you feel slick. You are slick. You know, we'll go with slick.
Is that right? Because none of the girls shave, right? They all have just absolutely disgusting
hairy legs.
Yeah.
Major hair legs.
And then when they get in at tournament time, we're going to say, let's go. Let's give her all waxed up, and then we're going to speed up. And
yes.
That's crazy, but it works.
It does.
Did you know that?
I had no idea. Well, actually, from last year. Remember
Stoney?
Corey?
Remember? Yeah. That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Kelsey Judy might have Corey Stone beat.
Yeah,
she got her?
Does. It's unbelievable. It is. And they just think it's. And that's what I love about kids. They don't care.
Yeah.
Absolutely don't care.
I think it drives the parents crazy, is what it does.
Yeah, but the kids don't. They think
I have a few parents thinking, seriously, make them shave.
I'm sure there's probably a few parents looking out at our basketball team sometimes saying, are they going to cut their hair?
Yeah, or beards. We got kids out there with beards.
Or shave their beards.
Yeah.
I just cheer them on. I can't believe they got beards. Full beards in high school?
Full-blown jealous.
I'm jealous as a kid.
Yeah, I am too. So we talked a little bit about your boys' team, Indy, and now your
well,
girls.
Well, I do want to at least give Andrew and Matthew and Robbie, I mean, they've started new this year, and I like at least say, hey, they've done a tremendous job even just coming out and trying to learn. And honestly, Robbie is super competitive with the speed. You know, he wants to be fast, obviously. I think that carries over from track.
Everything he does. Yeah.
He'll be a great swimmer.
And I think he's one that's like, I may drown doing it, but I am going to be the fastest person out there if it kills me.
Yeah.
So, and he's turned out all of a sudden and turned into a great 50 freestyler, and he'll be the same way with Harrison. If you get him to do a flip turn,
right,
he could turn into a phenomenally fast 50 freestyler.
So now when you talk about that flip turn, for you to get in that, to get in the pool and say, all right, I'm going to teach you how to do this. And how much time do you have to spend with one kid?
I don't get in the pool.
Don't you?
Generally, no. Just because the kids that are in there, like I've got kids who are fantastic at demonstrating a flip turn. Or if I tell the girls, you know, you need to do the flip turn, but stop at this point in your flip turn. They can stop.
Yeah.
And show them where they should be on the wall at this particular point in the flip turn and that kind of thing. But
so they can break it down.
Right, yeah, we do that a lot. You know, I try to get it done in pieces. And we've been fortunate. In when I first started coaching, we were going to the YMCA over in Salina 3 mornings a week, 6 to 7 a.m., and maybe one night occasionally over in Versailles for an hour. And we just weren't getting hardly any pool time. So basically I was saying, okay, we don't have much pool time. We're swimming laps. We've got to be in shape. And you know, as you get in shape, things will... You know, you'll get better at some of this kind of naturally. There are times now where I will get 2 hours, a 2-hour practice. And when I get a 2-hour practice, I usually say, okay, we have 10 minutes to work on starts, 10 minutes to work on flip turns, go.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll kind of split up and they'll start helping them and they'll do a little on their own. And then I'll say, come over here. We need to work on this, you know. And so we get a little, we are getting some time where we can.
So do you get the whole pool?
Break them down.
You get the whole the whole pool.
And that's the other thing that's nice is when we were at the Y's, a lot of times they wanted to keep one lane open, and they, you know, some of the YMCA's only have 4 lanes anyway, so you're shoving everybody into
on
these lanes. And
South
Adams has been fantastic. You know, they let us have, we had the 6 lanes, and if we need a lifeguard, they provide a lifeguard. And you know, they've just been so great to let us practice, and their coach is so nice because, you know, he's one that kind of, I think the AD said, well, I don't care if they practice, and we'd like the revenue, so you're the coach, and you know when you, so you have to do all the scheduling. So he schedules me, him, and then they have a small club team, so he has to do all that, and he schedules all the lifeguards, so he's been such a great help.
So you got to have a lifeguard when you guys swim?
Yes, and they have some high schoolers that come in and do it.
Seems kind of weird, don't it?
It does. You know, I think some of my swimmers have been in the past or certified, and I got certified.
Yeah.
So I could lifeguard, but then I have to sit up in the chair, and I'm really supposed to be watching, and I really can't coach.
I think Stalker's a lifeguard for us.
Yes.
Yeah, he's down there.
The very first year, part of the time, I had, I think, maybe 5 or 6 of the kids that were lifeguards. So there for a little while, we would have them just rotate at 10 minutes up on the... And until we finally said, you know, we really need you guys swimming the whole time.
Yeah.
So
your boys program, you've got some young kids coming in. You've only got, you have 0 seniors.
Right.
So, our number, we'd like to get that boys number up to 10 next year would be your goal.
8 at the bare minimum, 10, because 10 with be 7 great. Right now, I can only run 1 relay.
Okay.
So I leave, you know, 3 kids that are, you know, I can... You know, switch my relays in and out, but at a certain point, you know, I got to put my 4 best in the relays to try to
so,
really.
So, with you being involved
points.
In this summer, you know what's coming up. Mm-hmm. You know what your junior high looks like. Do you anticipate some increase in numbers?
You know, I have boys that go through the summer program, but a lot of times they get to high school and they just haven't. You know, really decided that, you know, they get through football and they say, oh, we just need a break or or that. And, you know, there are probably 5-6 boys out there that would be tremendous swimmers if they would decide to
just do it.
Yeah. So, and I guess I was hoping, you know, maybe seeing some of these other kids start their junior year and have some success, maybe that would kind of draw some of these other kids in the future and they'd say, hey, maybe we'll give it a try.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. So then let's turn our attention to the girls team now. You have some seniors, right?
Yes, Faith Hall and Sydney Alley.
Okay, and Sid's out with an injury, maybe. And then Faith, you already talked about, has really stepped up her.
Yes.
And hats off to her for for buying into your program.
Yes.
And you got to feel so good about that when you see a kid that struggled for, you know, she was just kind of in it.
Right.
And now she's competitive, and she's as
her
a
spot.
Coach, man, that's got to make you feel good.
Yeah, and she, you know, last year, your sophomore year, she came in and she said, you know, I'm gonna do this, and she'd swam in the past, and you know, she did well. Her last year, she worked really hard last year, and then this year, she's just been out. She's like, you know, I am going to every practice, and she signed up, and she's going extra over at Jay County when she can, and. Yeah, I've been nothing but, you know, super impressed with everything she's done this season.
Man, that's great. And then your juniors are?
Alexis and Sophie Timmerman.
Okay.
So Alexis has been swimming kind of all around for us. I put her in the 200 IM, and I put her in a lot of, like, the 100 freestyle and relays. And she's already gotten her best time, career best in the 200 IM, and I think she's taken a 10th off her 50 free already. So she's already hit some of her best times of
best
the season
this year.
So that's setting her up to do well, you know, barring illness or injury. And Sophie Timmerman, she's come out, and she has been winning the breaststroke events wide open at about every meet that we go to. And she's having a lot of success right now. And her times are lower than they usually are at this point in the year. I think she's maybe a couple seconds off her best time, but she's really pushed it this year. Yeah. And I think, you know, dry land, she's really taking very seriously weights.
Yeah.
She's taking very seriously. So I've been very impressed with her this year as well.
That's got to be a huge thing for you too. I mean, the weight room, I mean, I'm sure they don't like it, but that has to help them a bunch too, doesn't it?
It does. It makes them stronger, and we can't get as much pool time as some teams are. I mean, we're Division II, so we're going up against the larger schools and some schools that do have pools at their facility in Ohio.
Yeah,
and
at the school.
You know, so they're getting 2 hours a day or more, because some of them are doing morning workouts and afternoon workouts
and
that sort of thing. So if we can make some of that up with some weight training and things, we do.
Yep.
So,
and then you got Kelsey Judy. She's junior or sophomore?
Mm-hmm. She's
junior.
A junior.
Okay. And then there's your three juniors. Do you have any other juniors?
Oh, I have a load of juniors. Got Kelsey Judy, Claire Metzger, Christy McIntosh Toby.
Okay.
I know I'm Kelsey, Christy, Claire. See, I know I'm going to, there's too many.
You don't want to miss any, right? Absolutely.
Carissa Evers, Maddie Grover.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have all decided that they were going to try it their junior year. And they've all come out very strong. I've been really impressed. Yeah. I know Kelsey swam a couple summers maybe, and she got right in, and she can do all the strokes. I don't think she really cares for the butterfly, but she can do them all. And, you know, Maddie Grover's the same way.
Okay. Kelsey says her biggest fear. Okay. Now, I don't know what she was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Is that her goggles slide down when she jumps in? What's that mean?
Well, it means, you know, when you dive in, if those goggles fall down around your nose, they're really not going to do you any good. And then they're in the way from wanting to breathe or do anything.
Can't you push them up?
Technically, you can try in the freestyle, because freestyle's kind of, you can do almost anything without getting disqualified. But in your breaststroke, butterfly, backstroke, you have to be very careful. If you kind of get out of rhythm, out of stroke at all, you'll get disqualified. So basically, we tell them, you know, your goggles fall down, swim.
Yeah.
You know, you can open your eyes underwater. It won't kill you. But it's difficult.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, absolutely, it would be. So like me, I mean, what about you girls with contacts? So if that would happen, and you open your eyes, your contacts are gone.
Yeah, I would say then that, you know, have to swim with your eyes closed and feel for the lane lines, I guess.
Yep.
But, yeah, nobody's talked to me about losing their
contacts. I was
contacts,
wondering about that, too. Falling out?
Yeah,
I wouldn't
go
see it.
No, you're done.
No contacts. Yeah.
No contacts, I'm done.
So you got your juniors there, and then you have some sophomores?
Cassie Martin.
And she is really good?
Yes,
solid.
She is.
Yeah.
Tremendous. She's like Alexis, can swim everything, and it's hard to kind of decide where to put her. So I'm always kind of, you ought to swim this at least once this season, and let's see where you're falling, because she just gets stronger every year. So it's kind of like I'm trying to get her in everything just to make sure she's not going to all of a sudden shoot out in one thing and me not realize that, you know, she's phenomenal in this event, because I haven't tried her in it, because I know she can swim it. But so she's been swimming a lot of the 200 frees for me, and she's backstroke. She does the backstroke in the relay, and she does backstroke. And she's actually a really good breaststroker as well. We've not been doing too much butterfly with her because she's had shoulder issues off and on during volleyball season, and I didn't really want to irritate that. So we don't do as much butterfly. So she was swimming a lot of 200 IM last year, but kind of taken her out of that. And
so that butterfly works your shoulders pretty hard, then.
It does, just that certain movement. If you do have a shoulder issue or something, sometimes that will irritate it.
Probably.
Do guys swim faster than girls?
they should be able to.
Okay.
You know,
Dane Martin he wants you and him and Fee to challenge you and Michelle.
Oh, he's getting in on it now.
He thinks that there'd be a wipeout, that the guys would dominate.
Well, I guess it would depend on the race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're just going to go like one width of my pool,
right?
He might get me. He can muscle through.
You think he can muscle through?
Yeah.
So you'd like a little longer.
If you get a little
longer. You want to do that distance?
Distance, let's get a flip turn or two in. Yeah. I might get you.
This guy's got some stamina in the pool. Yeah. And he can hold his breath.
Yeah, 3 seconds, I think.
Yeah. So this could be an interesting summer here in the old.
Yeah, it's going to be challenging.
Well, what you'd have to do, and you're a lot faster at your home course.
Yeah. Home and home.
Have a home and home.
Yeah, home and home.
Well, why don't we just go over to the outdoor regular public pool and do a couple links there.
After hours, like about midnight, about six drinks.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, that
I'm
would
fast
be,
after that.
You are a lot. Yeah. Just ask him.
Yeah, just ask me.
Yeah, yeah. So your girls program, and you have any freshmen?
I have a freshman, Rachel Atchison.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So.
And she's a strong swimmer for us, and she's one where she can swim at everything. And so I'm same with her. I'm kind of trying her in a lot of different things and trying to figure out as a freshman where I can put her to have her be most effective to try to get some extra points here and there for us. But,
you ever have any kids say, I don't want to do this. I can't.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
And then
a lot.
How do you, when you need them in a certain spot and then you got some kids.
Most of the time, if I kind of really talk to them and say, hey, you know, I wouldn't put you in this if I didn't think you were capable of doing this. And I know you're nervous, but you can do it.
Yeah.
You know, I think Kelsey only threw up a couple times after the events that I put her at me.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
But they all can do it. I don't put them in something that they're not capable of doing.
Right.
And I think sometimes they surprise themselves and then they've done and they're like, it was not that bad.
Yeah.
So.
And you take some of them kids that you talk about and just take Kelsey Judy for it. And she's athletic as all get out.
Sure.
Yep.
And Rachel Atchison, another girl. These girls are athletes.
They're athletes. Yeah.
So when you throw them in something that they're not experienced in, their athleticism just takes over basically.
Or it does, and I think maybe their competitiveness too.
Yeah,
you know,
they
want to win,
and they
think, well, I'm going to do it. You know, so
I'm going to be here. I might as well win.
Yeah.
Why not? So,
okay.
So refresh my memory. When you're in a meet, how many things can a kid do?
Four events total.
You can do four events. One relay.
You can either do two individual events, two relays. Or one individual event, three relays.
Three relays.
Right.
Okay. So that's, you just got to figure out where to put them then to get you the most points.
Right.
So I remember last year we talked so much because our boys weren't too bad, but we couldn't get enough points because we didn't have enough kids.
Right. Yeah. A lot of times I wouldn't have the fourth kid if there was a basketball game or there's something or if there was six. So I would only have three. So I couldn't put any relays together.
So we couldn't do a relay.
And a lot of times the way they score these meets, relays get twice as many points.
So that's why you
events.
Really want those
so I want the
two
relays.
Teams.
And especially when
It'd
you
be
have,
nice.
Yes, and when you have kids that are good, but they're not to that upper level yet.
Yeah.
But if you put them in all together in a relay, the sum of the parts is, well, however you want to say that saying, but they can score way more points sometimes in a relay,
doing a relay.
But they might not score individually. So I can score a lot of times that way.
And I remember last year, like your girls' team, you had two relays, and you kind of mix and match during the season.
There's times I do that.
And then when it gets to tournament time, you say,
and I put the four in, and
here,
we go.
You guys click. We got to keep you together.
Right.
This is our best chance of winning.
Right.
Which is, that's a lot of fun. I mean, I can see where your boys, if you could get 10 kids, you know, and get two teams, you're going to get tons more points.
Right.
Which is, that's pretty awesome.
How about coaching your daughters? How you get along with that? Are they competitive enough to where they get mad at mom, or are they? How's that?
We haven't had too much trouble this year. I think last year I got a few more eye rolls than I've gotten this year. So we get along better. There you go.
Right.
I think maybe because I'm down at the other end a lot more because I am spending more time, you know, trying to help, you know, get some of these kids up and running. That I pretty much write on the board. I'm like, this is what you've got to do.
Get it done.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
It's tough coaching your kid. I don't care what sport is. Because
it has to be.
Because as a parent, you are rooting so hard for your kids. you know. And as a coach, you almost have to restrain yourself from focusing so hard on rooting for your kid.
Right. Yeah.
And that's a tough gig, really.
Yeah, I know there's been times where, you know, every once in a while she's like, hey, you know, look at me, tell me what I'm doing wrong, because I kind of sometimes will kind of over, I'm like, oh, I'll worry about you later. Yeah. I gotta worry about everybody else. And, you know, it is difficult a little bit, and I, you know, I feel bad for her too, because there's times where I yell at the kids, and I know she's just sitting there like, Mom. Right. You know, these are my friends, and you know, I see these kids every day, and you're yelling at them. And,
but you got to,
you know. So I know I embarrass her on a regular basis.
Yeah,
so.
I'm sure she can handle it, and she's pretty proud of Mom.
I bet do.
And I see Patchy. You know, it's funny. Last night, I'm watching the girls' game, and his daughter's playing. And a couple times, you know, Livy's there, but she can't grab. You know, these girls are just a little stronger physical. She just ain't there yet. And one time he Liv, grab the ball, and I'm sure that's got to be tough. I mean, when you separate, and I take my hat off to you and Coach Patch for coaching your daughter because. Maybe I just couldn't imagine. And the thrill of that, too. I mean, it's got to be
thrill. And there can't be anything better than when they have success.
Sure.
I mean, there ain't nothing neater than when your kid has success at whatever they do. It just makes you feel so good inside, you know. And I'm sure you watched your daughter win something and win in the races, and you're like, yes, baby. You know, you have to feel that way. And you try not to, you know, go,
right.
My daughter's the best, you know.
But it's funny is you get into you know, working with all these kids, and sometimes I'm going crazier for the kid who has struggled all season, who finally got something.
Did right.
And you know, Kathy and her, like, oh my gosh, we can't. Or like when they do a flip turn and they have, and we're like,
ah, they did it.
They did it.
Yeah.
You know, and so you get crazy for everybody.
So. Okay, so here's what I want to do, Fee.
Okay.
I'm holding you to this.
Okay.
We are going to do the MAC tournament. We're going to broadcast it.
Yeah.
Live on the air. Can we do that?
You can do that.
How long does it take to run? It's like an all-day deal, right?
It's not as long as you would think. I think in the past it starts around 2 in the afternoon. It's probably done by, so if it starts at 2, it's done at 5.
Well, that's not
30
so bad.
Or something,
so
maybe. Bad.
So we can go on, if the girls are playing, we can go on after the girls' game.
Yeah.
And we'll be done if the boys play that night. Me and you are going to do it. Now, we know nothing about what we're announcing.
Nope. We have no clue.
But I can guarantee we can root our butts off
for the purple flag. We'll be wide open.
And we can get the kids up there and interview. I think that'd be just
neat. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I think
that'd
have be fun great. With that.
So we're gonna do that. We're going to have the with the MAC meet this year at Jay County. It's going to be me and you, and we're going to get Perry Hall to fly home.
Yes.
Perry, I know he's listening. We're going to get him to come, and he'll be
laughing at every comment we have.
Yeah,
no, not that.
Because he's got to lead us to the promised land.
Yeah, he'll take that. That would be great.
Yeah,
that
so
would be great.
We're going to get you back up here and get the seniors up here before the season's out. But we are going to do us a MAC meet on the.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
So I want to thank you for coming in. I know
we appreciate it, Benny.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me.
It's unbelievable how fast an hour goes.
It does go quick.
It really is. But good luck to the swimmers.
Well, thank you.
And good luck to you, and hats off to what you've done with that program. And it's gotta,
sky's the limit.
Well,
yeah,
keep it
going.
Right. Keep
her going.
It.
And your husband is, you know, he's pretty awesome.
Oh, he is.
Mini Bub, head girls and boys swim coach for Fort Kerry High School. We'll be right back with Bub and Fee Show. Last half hour, we're going to talk a little Ohio State football. Bub and Fee, right after this.
Yep.
Hello, this is Elizabeth, the produce manager at Wayne IGA. Did you know that breakfast is the most important meal of the day? We have a great selection of items in our produce department to add to your omelets. Baby spinach, pre-cut or diced peppers, and a new selection of fresh herb plants as well. We appreciate all of your input as we work on bettering the store for you. As always, remember to shop your local store in downtown historic Fort Recovery.
Planning a building project? Let B&D Contracting help you with your plans. Get together with Dave Kalp and discuss your plans and construction schedule. B&D Contracting also does remodeling and can build your commercial, agricultural, or steel building in addition to their custom-built homes. Call Dave today at 419-234-2976 and schedule your construction project. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Are you looking to change your career or become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. Would you like to know more about the positions and benefits Cooper Farms has to offer? Visit our website at cooperfarms.com or stop by 2321 State Route 49, Fort Recovery, Ohio, and ask to speak with an HR representative. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hastings Auto Sales, south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery, specializes in clean, low-mileage used vehicles, like this one, a 2015 Chrysler 200S. It's velvet red and has power seat and a remote starter. It has only 6,000 miles and priced at only $16,900. To check out pictures of this and other great vehicles, go to hastingsauto.com or stop by and test drive one today. Hastings is open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 7:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. And Hastings is now open on Tuesday evenings until 8. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Breakfast with Bill every weekday morning right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
She's dipped in chocolate.
If she was dipped in chocolate, then Bubba would be licking that wide open.
Whoa, chocolate pill. Come on.
That's legal. If she's a big chocolate, I mean, she'd be licking her arm.
Okay.
Go ahead, Rod.
Jeez.
Bubba likes chocolate. Okay. Bubba likes chocolate.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Hey, we still play this song with pride.
Absolutely. I tell you what. Win, lose, or draw. You hear that, you get a little goosebumps. Hey, every time. Every time.
Okay, I'm going to throw a stat at you, Fee.
Okay.
The Big Ten, 9 teams in bowl games.
Yes.
Finished 3-6.
Ugh.
Okay?
Yep.
In the 9 games the Big Ten competed in, they played against 8 ranked teams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The ACC played against, they had 8 teams, played against 6 ranked teams.
Mm-hmm.
The SEC played against 4 ranked teams.
Mm-hmm.
The Pac-12 played against 3 ranked teams. And the Big 12 played against 3 ranked teams.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see that the Big 10, and I'm not, grant you, they had a bad bowl showing.
Bad bowl showing, yeah.
But they did play the toughest competition.
Played the toughest competition.
So, grain of salt, I'm just saying, you know?
Well, I think that's probably, I mean, I don't care what anybody says, they still had a great season, Big Ten-wise.
Tell Bill that.
I mean, I think it was a pretty good season, Big Ten-wise, and like you said, I think anybody that has a good season like that, they're going to play the best teams, and normally SEC does, but... This year, Big Ten played a lot of good games.
I agree.
We just didn't play very good.
Just had a bad bowl game.
Yeah, we had some bad bowl games.
You know, if Indiana battles back and wins that game, and if Michigan loses 33-32,
exactly.
And then Penn State loses it,
yeah,
then nobody's saying a word about it.
Right. Then three, you turn them around, all of a sudden, it's a pretty good season.
We lost all the close ones.
Yeah.
But yep. One team that didn't lose a close game was Urban Meyer and the Ohio State Buckeyes.
No. Nothing close about that one.
So our New Year's Eve fee, we went down to Greenville and had a nice meal.
Yep.
We're all dressed in our Buckeye attire.
You betcha.
We're fired up.
Jacked.
There's people coming in to the Fairlawn Steakhouse, and they have a party, Ohio State party.
Yep.
They're pumped up.
OH and wide open.
OH wide open flying out at the Fairlawn.
Fairlawn was pumped.
We get to your house. We're fired up.
Yep.
Big TV.
Yep. Ready to go.
Buckeyes?
Buckeyes weren't ready to go.
missed a couple field goals.
I tell you what, the first two field goal misses.
Oh
who would have known that that was what was going to happen all night?
That's terrible, wasn't it?
We just weren't very good. How many times did Weber run the ball? I mean, every time he got it, he fumbled it, but he didn't run the ball very much. Our wide receivers, that Brown caught 47 passes in the first four games and never heard from him after that. I seen Mr. Barrett's coming back.
JT Barrett announced today he is coming back. What's your thoughts?
Coming back. I'm okay with that.
I am too. He's 26-4 as a starter.
I think he's a pretty good. He's a good football player.
He's a hell of a football player.
I don't care what anybody says.
Anybody that grosses that guy out,
he's got to work on his game. He's throwing a little bit. I mean, that's a given. I mean,
his line sucked. His receivers suck. I mean, he's got to get. We have some 5-stars coming in.
Offense needs some work. I mean, we need some work going on there. And hopefully, like you said, we got some studs coming in. Maybe we can punch into a few holes here and there. And it's amazing how who's a kid. Last year, the wide receiver that was phenomenal. I mean, you throw it up in the air, he catch it. You know, that's Thomas? What we need. Thomas.
Yeah.
I mean, we need a kid like that that's just going to go out and just throw me the ball every time I'll get it. And these guys, you know, there's so many names out there, I didn't even know them.
Right.
It's like these wide receivers kept coming in. Okay, who the hell's that? You know, and they short arm a ball or drop a ball, and it's like, well.
Weber drops the first opening series, has a first down.
Oh, got a first down, moving.
Yeah.
Done. Kick the field goal, miss it.
Yep. And then we get the ball, 17-0, first half. Second half, we're driving. He fumbles it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a tough, tough game. And since that, there's been a lot of changes. Tim Beck is the offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach is out.
He's gone, right?
He is out, and it looks like Wilson, who was the coach at IU.
Yep.
Who was dropped, is now Ohio State's offensive coordinator. And I think that's a heck of a
improvement.
Yeah, and then the quarterback's coach for the San Francisco 49ers took over the job.
He's taking over our quarterbacks,
yeah.
And sometimes a guy like JT Barrett, you know, you get a different perspective, you know, a different coach with a different perspective. Yeah. Maybe he sees something. You know, it's like baseball when you know, a kid gets traded to another team and all of a sudden becomes a stud. Well, he's got a coach there that said, try this or do something different. And maybe, you know, maybe that's what JT needs too. I have no problem with coming back.
No, I'm happy about it. JT's he's a hell of a football player, and he people forget we're 26-4 with him quarterbacking.
Right, we don't lose very many with him.
No, that's right.
So
Clemson's a hell of a football team, and they're going to give Alabama all they want if they don't beat
them. Yeah, that'll be interesting.
It will be because Alabama's offense is not scary.
Right, we talked about that there Saturday night. You know, their defense is scary.
Yeah.
Their offense is not that scary.
Clemson's defense pretty damn good.
And their defense is pretty good, too. And when Watson's on, he's pretty good.
Ohio State announced today that Raekwon McMillan is going to the pro.
He was gone.
And also yesterday, Jerron Conley and Malik Hooker also decided to forego their eligibility. And
can't hardly blame them.
Nope. Go to the draft. And
both. I think they're both really touted as high picks. Right?
Yeah, I think Hooker will be a top. He'll be a first-round draft pick, and the other guys will be a top three rounds. And, you know, they say, I think they have McMillan is like the second inside linebacker taken. So, you know, hats off to the Buckeyes. Yeah. And they'll just, they reload. You know, they're the youngest team in college football. And
we'll miss them, defensive backs.
We will. Absolutely.
What a year he had.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Seven picks. I don't know how many. Tackles.
Yeah.
I mean, he comes up and he hits you. He'll be a great NFL player.
Ohio State has hopefully the 5-star and the top defensive back in the nation is going to announce Sunday where he's going, and they're everything points to him coming to Ohio State. Texas. So let's hope we get Jeffrey I think it's Okundo is his name.
Okundo.
Okundo.
Well, thank you.
Buckeyes lose 31-0 at Clemson on the first round of the
just couldn't get excited
BCS.
At all, could we?
No. Nah,
there wasn't just nothing that we could get fired up about.
That was tough to watch. It was just disappointing because of the fact that we really thought that we had a chance to win that game.
Oh, I did too. I was looking forward to playing Alabama, thinking we were going to have a great week. It's amazing if you're a Buckeye fan and anybody's fan, if you're a Notre Dame fan, if you get beat that game and then, because if you win that game, you're so excited about watching ESPN all week because they're going to have interviews with everybody, and you're going to be fired up. But I completely turn TV off and I won't look it. I couldn't watch SportsCenter. The next day, I'm like, I don't want to hear anything about it. I know we were terrible. And I know everybody on there. You know, Mark Mann's going to say worst team ever. You know, you know, it's all going to come. It's going to make you mad. So I ain't watching.
Well, when you put things in perspective, they had a hell of a year. They were the youngest team in Division I football.
Yeah,
they made it to the BCS Final Four teams, and
that's pretty awesome.
It was,
and I mean, it's been a great year.
Yeah,
and I mean, it was. There was a lot of controversy there, you know, when we got beat by Penn State, but
we lost on a fluke to Penn State. Fluke
play, yeah. I mean, we had one loss, but
right. We're spoiled. Ohio State's, I told this to Bill, and he grossed me out, of course, but the most spoiled fans in college football is Alabama and Ohio State.
Right.
And the most annoying fans that are on Twitter and that are on Facebook and are Ohio State fans.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're so radical. Did you see the letter that the kicker got from a Ohio State fan called him out? I mean, called him everything but a white man, Durbin. And it's actually made a lot of the tweet actually went viral, and you know, it was trending because everybody was reposting, calling this guy an idiot and trying to embarrass him, and his Twitter accounts have been closed. And how stupid are people?
Some people are pretty dumb.
People forget these are 20-year-old kids out there.
Right.
And just,
that's like overdone. You said, we are spoiled.
Yeah.
I mean, like Urban, I mean, he ain't lost five games since he's been there, has he? You know, and then you question, spoiled. Is he any good? We're all right. Yeah, I think we're going to be all right.
I like his chances. Yeah, I think so. So the Buckeyes now, it's get ready for next year and National Signing Day, and then
that comes up here in February?
Yeah, I think so.
Second week, maybe.
Yeah. And then the Brown season come to an end for Sunday, and
couldn't come to an end fast enough.
No, but the Browns,
well, they're not. They haven't jump ship on Hugh Jackson.
No.
Which I was glad to see that. Yep. I'm sick of getting new coaches every year.
Me too.
You know, yeah, come on. At least give his guy a chance.
And I'm kind of glad that the Bengals kept Marvin Lewis.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people thought he was gone.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a good job too. I mean, we ain't been in the playoffs since when? 2002?
Jesus.
Something like that. 2008. It's been a long time.
It's bad.
But you know, and the Bengals got there every year, and you know, the thing is they lost that first game. But, hey, when you get there, at least you're having a good season. You're having fun. I mean, this was a tough season for me. I loved the Browns, and I really found myself – I didn't even watch them. I got to the point there at the end, I thought, I don't even want to watch this anymore. And that was a bad football team. It's not very good. Good God.
They were a bad football team. Chuck, are you a Browns fan? Bengals fan. Do you watch football? Zero football? Do you like any sports to watch? Nothing?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nope.
Nope.
Nothing. Zero sports.
I used to watch basketball.
Okay, so there you go. Basketball fan.
Mm-hmm.
You like watching the Fort Carey High School kids?
Yeah, the half of the court that I can see.
Yeah,
we can't see very much.
Right. Well, what are you guys going to do without me there here coming up? I'm out of here for...
We're done.
This is my last radio show for 2 weeks.
Watch out. You're out of here, ain't you?
Yeah. I leave next Wednesday.
We're still doing shows?
Yeah. Bill's coming in.
Are you going to...
Billy?
We should just set you up and have you call in.
I'll call in. I did last year from Florida. I gave you a leech report.
I'm sure we'll get
and
bigger.
Then...
come over and give us a statement.
We have... Caleb Martin and the seniors are coming up the Wednesday before the Versailles game, which I think, if I'm not mistaken, is the 18th. So, them boys will be up here on the 18th the senior high school basketball
players. Senior always in?
So, I told Caleb that you'll shoot him a text or he'll text you that on Tuesday night. And then we'll get them guys in here before the Versailles game, and hopefully we're about 7-1 come that game.
That'd
be
perfect.
I agree with you.
That would be perfect.
It'll be fun. And
we got a great start going.
We do.
Our basketball boys and girls, golly, you got to be excited.
Yeah,
you're an Indian fan. It's pretty fun to watch. Like you talked about earlier, I was on the way back, I was listening to you, and, you know, Guzzi, his style of play, that's not what we've done in a while, but man, oh man, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, did you see the league stats come out today? Okay, so look, I got these babies here. Let's go over these real quick. Because these are impressive.
I heard your stat with Matt Benn.
Matt Benn ain't missed a three-point shot this year.
A three-pointer. I don't know, Giggs. I'm just going to go ahead and say, why don't we get him a couple more shots?
You thinking maybe get Giggs?
You might want to get him a couple more shots. Him and Elijah. Elijah can't miss right now either.
Pig. Hey, 6 for 6.
The other night. That was awesome.
Okay, so I'm looking this up here. All right, so... Okay, I got it right here. You ready for this?
Stats. Let's hear it.
All right. Double-digit derby.
Double-digit derby.
Derek Jay from St. Mary's, averaging 23.2 points per game.
Yep.
Justin Arnes, the Ohio State-bound kid from Versailles, is averaging 21.2. Micaiah Cox, Fort Recovery, is averaging 18.4 points per game. Then we drop down to Matt Benn, averaging 11.8 points per game.
Yep.
And Peyton Judy, averaging 10 points per game.
Off the bench.
Off the bench for the Indians. Field goal percentage, Matt Benn is second, shooting 69.7% from the field. Caleb Martin shooting 56% from the field.
Yep.
And Micaiah Cox 49.3% from the field. They're all in the league leaders.
Yep.
Free throw percentage, of course, Peyton Judy, who just... You have to have him on the floor at the end of the game because he's going to knock down
because
your free throws.
Yep. You're ahead.
He's
no doubt.
14 for 16 for 87.5%. Micaiah Cox is shooting 80%. So we got a couple good free throw shooters. Matt Benn's a good free throw shooter.
Yep.
Caleb Martin shot an air ball.
Whoa.
Marty, what was that? I know he's listening.
Air.
He shot
Somebody turned the air on.
Huh? What do you think of that? Did you see it? Chuck? You didn't see it?
Somebody turned the air on in there. He didn't judge it.
What's that?
My bad.
We're back.
No, you're fine.
Hey, we're going to play a game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our next commercial break, I'm going to play it.
Okay. Hit the wrong button.
Yeah. 3-point field goal percentage, Matt Benn, a perfect 9 for 9. Ryan Braun, 6 for 12, 50%.
Brawny.
He's third. And then we go to assist. And Matt Benn is averaging 3 assists a game. Jason Reisner is averaging 2.8 assists a game. Caleb Martin, 2.6. And rebounds, leading rebounder in the area is Mr. Micaiah Cox, averaging 8.5 rebounds a game.
Yep.
Marty's averaging 7.5. And I think we had one more in there. Steals, Matt Benn leads the league in steals, 3.6%.
Yep.
And our three-pointers, the most is Justin Arnes has 23. But the Indians are well-represented on the leaderboard.
Yeah, all over the board. All over the board. And you know what neat is, it's a lot of different names.
Yeah, that's right.
We got probably 4 names on there, 5 names on there. That's a good deal.
Yep. And then the girls came out yesterday, and Whitney Will leads the conference in scoring with 15.5 points per game. And Whit is... that was before last night's 19-point performance.
She put 19 in last night, didn't she?
And she leads
and
about...
And sat out half the game.
Exactly. In her category, she's up top and a whole bunch of them. And yep. Carly Stone's also averaging 10 points per game. And Coach Patch's team just... You know, they just take care of business, they're fun to watch. And let's get over there tomorrow night to St. Henry to root our Indian girls on.
And, yep.
I think you're going to like the product you see, folks. So
yeah.
Get out there and support your Indians this weekend as the girls go to St. Henry, boys host St. Henry on what's going to be a great crowd and an electric environment here at the
it'll be
site.
Fun Friday night.
And then
Can't wait.
The double whammy Saturday.
Saturday, big run. We going to make a road trip up?
Yeah, I'm going to make the trip up, and yep. That'd be fun. I like that
That's
trip.
That's always a good trip.
It is. And we're going to come back after this, our final break, and we're going to play Password Sports.
Password.
You'll enjoy it.
All right.
We're back after this. Okay.
The new Brick Street Tavern in downtown historic Fort Recovery invites you to stop in for their delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and their famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger on Friday. They also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, complemented by their large salad bar, choice of potato and honey roll. Stop in the new Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. with either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
The girls' basketball program will be having their lottery fundraiser again this year. Each $10 ticket has 2 3-digit numbers, and you'll win $25 if either of your numbers matches the number drawn in the Ohio Lottery Pick 3 during the month of February, Monday through Friday, and you'll win $250 if one of your numbers is drawn on February 28th. Get your tickets now from any of the girls in the Fort Recovery basketball program, 7th grade through varsity, or from Coach Brian Patch. Don't get shut out. Help out the girls' basketball program and maybe win a little money this winter. See any of the girls in the Fort Recovery basketball program and get your girls' basketball lottery tickets now. Just match the Ohio Pick 3 number any weekday in February, and you'll be a winner.
Hello, everyone. This is Chuck Young, Meat Manager, Wayne IGA Fort Recovery, Ohio. The time is here, and meat bundles have arrived. Check out all we have to offer in our fresh meat department. We offer an amazing savings on beef, pork, chicken, and mix-and-match bundle packs. If you're looking to save some money, our bundles are over 30 pounds of meat with a savings of over $30. This is definitely the way to go. You can't go wrong. So come on in and give us a call at 419-375-2865 to place your order today. Hope to see you here, and as always, thanks for shopping Wayne IGA.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
You don't want to miss Breakfast with Bill, live every weekday morning from 6:15 to 7:15, then replayed at 9 a.m. We talk about some of the serious issues of the day, but sometimes it just gets a little silly, like this that happened on Thursday.
What else you got, Rock?
Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot.
So they sang that song about Lake Erie.
That wasn't Lake Erie.
White.
That was Lake Superior.
No.
Oh, Jesus. Bert, how have you managed 30 years of this?
Ella Fitzgerald. Is that a classic song? Did you like that song? Is that one where the ship went down and Gordon Lightfoot sings it?
That's the Edmund
Fitzgerald. Ella Fitzgerald.
Wow.
Okay, where was it?
Breakfast with Bill, live every weekday morning from 6:15 to 7:15, then replayed again at 9 a.m. If you miss a minute, you miss a lot.
Breakfast with Bill, every weekday morning, right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
1982, Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical Cats open in Broadway.
Yeah, I didn't look up any of the Cats.
I don't care about Cats.
Okay, we'll move on.
Well, you, but you can sing some.
That's
of
all right.
You sing that. Sing that.
Comment, Rock. Like, Rock.
At night and the kitties are sleeping.
That's not the real words. Those are Letterman's.
That was good.
Words to it, but I. It's
oh hilarious. Yeah, that's better than what Dane Neal could have put on there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Here are the games coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. On Thursday, the girls will travel to St. Henry with a 6 o'clock start for the JV game. And the JV games will only be 2 quarters the rest of the season due to injuries on our Lady Indians JV team. On Friday, the boys will host the St. Henry Redskins with the JV game starting at 6. On Saturday, the boys and girls will both be traveling north. The girls will play at Van Wert with the JV game starting at noon, and the boys will travel to Lincoln View to take on the Lancers with the JV game starting at 6. Remember that all the girls' JV games for the rest of the season will only be 2 quarters, so the varsity games will be starting earlier than normal. Get to all these games if you can, but if you just can't get there in person, all the JV and varsity games for both the boys and girls can be heard live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
All right, folks, we're here for the exciting game of Password.
Password.
And my partner is Chester Stogler. Chester, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Doing great. And our opponents today are?
My partner is Mr. Morning, Bill Stogler. How you doing, Billy?
Get the brooms out. We're sweeping them guys.
This is sweepers, ain't it?
Yes.
A lot of trash talk over there, Billy. I ain't buying it.
Bring it on, bring it on.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do, boys. We're playing Sports Password, and here's how it works. We're going to give you one word, and you get to give a guess. All right? And we'll just see who... You get one word. Don't screw this up.
Don't screw it up.
Chester, you got it?
So me and Harold, me and you're both trying to guess this?
No. Me and Harold know the word. We're going to give you hints.
We're going to give you hints, okay. And then you're going to get it.
All right.
All right, so we're going to let them go first, Chester, since they're dumber.
Gotcha.
That's not right. Okay.
Okay, here we go. You guys ready?
Yep.
My word, Bill, is catcher.
Johnny Bench. What's the word I couldn't hear?
Bing, 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 bing. We got one.
Unbelievable.
I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, he got it already. Johnny Bench.
How about that?
Nice job, Billy.
All right, got one.
That was impressive. That was very impressive. Chester, we're down 1-0.
Next up. Right.
Are you ready?
Is it our turn?
Right. No, we're first.
He gets to go first this time.
Okay, Chester, you ready?
Yep.
Chicago.
Cubs.
It's famous players.
Ernie Banks.
No, you ever had your guess?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, Fee, you're up.
Slugger.
Sammy Sosa.
Bing, 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 bing!
This is one of the greatest teams I've ever seen put together.
Chester, we're two down.
I'm getting the hang of it now.
Chester says Cubs.
Cubs.
Well, I was going to say Blackhawks, but that would have made sense.
No, that's right. That's right. All right. We get to go, since we're down 2-0, we got to go third.
We'll let you go first.
You ready for this, Chester?
Yes, sir.
All right. Lefty.
Joe Nuxall.
Hey, they got one.
Good job. Yeah, we're on the board. 2-1.
What a battle.
All right, we got it. 2-1. We're playing best out of 5.
I thought it was 3.
No, best out of 5.
We got to come up with 2 more names.
All right. So we got 2 more.
Yep.
Okay. So... Fee has got a new word.
I got no pen.
You got... Are you guys still on there?
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay, Fee.
Come on.
Fee's getting a word.
I'm thinking here.
All right. This is an interesting game. We got to make it a lot tougher. These have been too easy.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's try something tougher.
Let's go tougher.
I'm trying to think of something.
Okay.
You got one?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, this is the word, Bill. Fee's going to give you a hint. Huh?
I can barely hear Fee, so.
Okay. Where'd it go, Bobby? There it is.
All right. Scoreboard is 2-1. Fee's ready. Yes, here we go.
All right.
This is password.
I don't think I can say this.
One word.
It's too easy. Kareem.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
No. All right.
What'd Bill say?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Okay.
I guess you wouldn't be able to say that. That was a stupid guess.
Okay, Chester. Now I got my next hint. Okay.
Yep.
Bucks.
He said Bucks. Milwaukee.
Okay.
Chester, it's a name, a player.
Oh, a name. Okay. I can't try again.
All right, Bill. Here we go. You got the first two, right?
I got Kareem and Bucks.
Yep.
Nickname.
Nickname.
I think I screwed you up.
Nickname. Chester, are you getting all these?
Yes, I can hear a little bit. Yes.
Why can't
I hear you? I don't have a clue.
No clue.
Up to me.
Nope. Now it's on you. Okay, I got another word for you. Ready?
All right.
Bruin.
Alcindor?
Correct. Lou Alcindor. Yes.
We're 2-2.
My bad. This is it.
That's my bad.
Anyway, I was trying to get you to a different name, but I shouldn't have said nickname. It wasn't his nickname. Real name.
Gosh dang. My fault. 2-2, right?
The 2-2. This is it.
Come on,
this
Pete,
is big.
I got to see what we
Chuck,
got.
It's 2-2.
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. This is big.
This is huge.
This is big.
You first?
It don't matter.
Go ahead.
Okay. Chester, you ready? We got to win this game.
All right.
Let's see here. Cereal.
What's that?
Cereal.
Cereal. One name. Cereal. Come on.
Chester, what's the guy's name? Thank
Clark
you very Kellogg. Much. How about that comeback, Billy?
What did he say?
Clark Kellogg.
Eat that, boy.
He said cereal.
That was unbelievable.
Is that right?
That was right.
We lose?
We lost.
God.
Ain't fair.
Unbelievable. Chester.
Ain't fair.
Play, guys.
It was a great time, though, Billy.
He's talking sports.
All right, thanks for being on, big guy.
See you, boys.
Chester, you're awesome. Thanks, boys, for playing.
Yep. No problem.
All right,
two of the best, Chester and Billy.
How did he get that?
I don't know. I was trying to think, okay, what am I going to put? Then I started thinking, Dick. Dick Clark Kellogg. Cereal Dick. We'd really mess him up.
I can't believe Chester got cereal and he got Kellogg.
That wasn't bad.
I'm proud of my boy.
That was big.
That was a hell of a comeback by the team.
Yeah, it was 2 out of 3, though.
No, it was 3 out of 5.
No, you start out, we're going to do 3 words.
I did?
Yeah, we wiped you out. Then you said, man, we better go
fine. All right, fine.
Ha-ha.
Dang it. Hey, I've read signed Drew Storen.
Who?
Drew Storen. He's a closer from...
Oh.
He was a Redskin, or he's a Cub, and there he was a... Not a Cub, but a 3-2. Thank you, Bub. Appreciate that. Chuck putting the old scoreboard up. He was actually with the Mariners last year, and
Mariners.
He was a graduate of Brownsburg High School down in Cincinnati, and he was a teammate of Tucker Barnhart.
So he's a
reliever.
Reliever?
Yeah.
Well, we need all them we can get.
Absolutely. And
we'll love that.
1 year, I think, at $3 million, so got a pretty good bargain on him.
Got a little steal.
So the Hot Stove League is heating up, and I look for the Reds to also sign it. They're going to get another reliever, and I still think there's a trade in the works somewhere. Something's going to happen,
Think we might lose one of them big boys?
I don't know. I think something's going to give.
Yeah.
I think the Reds are going to make some moves here. Nothing high, nothing crazy, but they'll do something here in the offseason. So.
Hope so.
Big weekend, Bub.
Yep.
Basketball.
A lot of basketball for us.
Absolutely. Mindy Bub, once again, great guest.
Mindy did a great job tonight.
She's fun to talk to.
Yeah. She's doing a heck of a job with the swim team, too.
She really is. I mean, the numbers she has.
Yeah.
It's quite amazing.
Yep.
Really. So, Chuck, anything else, buddy?
Got anything?
Thanks for sticking around tonight and manning the phones and
keeping us going.
And next week I'm out of here for a couple weeks.
Bill is gone. Yeah, he'll be calling in.
Absolutely.
He'll be talking to us. Billy gonna step in.
Billy's gonna step in. Calpy said he'd be.
Calpy
will
step in
so
a little bit.
I'm
too.
Sure you.
We'll have a little round table.
Absolutely, be fun.
Play some long distance password.
Yeah,
Mudboat.
Yeah. You and Mudboat. That'll be a good one.
Yeah, yes. I want a piece of Mudboat next
week.
We'll
have to get some toffees.
Absolutely.
We'll
so that's good. All right, man. Hey, for everybody out there, we want to thank Bubba and Fee Show. Thanks for listening.
Blast. See you next week.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.